Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, The Festival Insider, sono Laura Della Corte. We are here with Cristina Grosciand for the film Ordinary Failures in the section Giornate degli Autori. Cristina, I would like to tell, to ask you, why did you put these difficult women on the screen, actually? The difficult relationship with the communication and the fact that we need to slow down to find again some kind of, you know, identity, to be born again, something like that.
Hello, thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, I'm very interested in exploring, I mean, in looking around, and looking around already I see a lot of problems around me. So I felt that together with my writer Clara Vlasakova, screenwriter, we developed this story for 3 years. And initially, I mean, we had this story in this form all along. And in the meantime, a pandemic came up, a war started, and the reality around us started to resemble more and more the situation in our script. So it became even stronger, this feeling in me that, okay, we all have a lot of problems, but in a way it's normal. But the way we cope with them is not to isolate ourselves from each other. This is what I've seen in pandemic, that we were all in our little bubble. But I think it's a little bit better and easier for us if we kind of reach out to each other. I think it's a better chance for us to evolve.
It's an effort, some way. Okay, you know, this absence of communication you were talking about, it makes me think of the impossibility sometimes to understand each other, and you make that scene in your movie. Do you think that women can have a way, an effective way of communicating things, like it's some kind of better communicating sometimes, or they just communicate them with feelings?
You mean women specifically?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I mean, some other viewers can argue with me, but I don't feel it's that important that these three main characters are women. I feel this is a universal story. And of course, if it would be men, it would be different, but a man can also have thoughts about how good of a father he is. He can also grieve after his lost partner. A young boy can have questions whether he can find his identity. What's his identity? So I think, I mean, the story would be different if it were men, but it would still be the same story, I mean, in its base. So I'm interested in the way they communicate, not that they're women or men. Okay. I don't think they're necessarily better. I'm looking at this film as a universal themed film in which it happens that the main characters are women.
And when you you told the story of these three women, I found like there is a fil rouge connecting all of these three figures. Do you wanted to like you said, show a universality of the pain and the struggles we go in, and actually different kind of them according to the age we are, and to maybe even the kind of, you know, culture background we have and the instruments we can deal with to you know, to go against problems and fears.
I mean, for the most part, I mean, the first half of the film, they need to face their own inner dilemmas. And then they cross paths, they meet, they help each other accidentally or voluntarily. And then they take a step back and look at the bigger picture. But I was interested in doing a film in which three different stories intertwine. They're all strangers. They don't know each other. Because I think this is obviously how we live. We don't know each other, but maybe in 2 years' time, we meet again. We are in some different situation. We're all connected somehow, even if we don't know it. So I thought it was interesting to explore that.
Yeah, it's a kind of butterfly effect, we can say it. And do you think that you want to explore more this kind of theme? I don't know if you have in mind something that you can tell us in the future. I know you are already concentrated a lot on this project and it takes a lot. And was it difficult, I mean, to tell the story and the screenplay to the actress you choose or not?
Yes, I'm working on something else, which is not similar, but it does have different storylines and it does tackle communication and technology. And I'm working together with writer Klára Vlasáková again. Let's see where we take it, because as you know, I mean, a film from the idea and the writing until you're here in Venice or at the festival, it takes maybe many, many years. So we'll see where that takes us.
Okay.
And how it was to work with the actors on this.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting thing because I'm Romanian-Hungarian and I shot this in Czech Republic. So I started with zero knowledge of, you know, I knew people from the screen, but I didn't know them in real life. So I used the knowledge of my casting director, Maja Hamplova. And it was a long and intensive casting process. For example, for the teenage girl, I looked at more than 700 girls to only then cast a young girl who says, well, you know, I came to your casting, I don't want to be an actress, but I am this character, so I felt like it's my duty to tell you.
Whoa.
And indeed, I think she did a good job. She's not an actress, I mean, she's now 15. And
wow.
She's not sure she wants to be an actress, but she is indeed a character, so...
Okay, beautiful. I don't know if I have the time for the last question. Did you see the movie Her? And actually,
yes.
Yeah, because the scene with the
robotic dog.
Yeah, makes me think about that and how to deal with this kind of robots. I love robots, but I'm scared too,
yeah,
of this. So what do you think about that? Did you choose to put it for a reason, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're surrounded by technology, right? I mean, it's not, you can order a robotic dog as a pet right now. It's not some sci-fi.
Yeah.
Yet we don't. But we are surrounded by our smartphones and the app follows where we are. So it's like our life is very interlinked with technology. So we thought, why not have a pet as a robot? And you think if a pet dies, of course, if it's a dog, a cat, something alive, you grieve for it. But what if it's a robotic dog? Do you grieve also? It was a very interesting topic to deal with, this technology. And this is also something I want to explore in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have been with Cristina Groshan and I'm Laura Della Corte, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Grazie ancora.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.